Chapter 2. Women and Human Rights. What are human rights? Having human rights means that we are all equal in society. We are born with our human rights. They are the same for every person. Examples of human rights are the right to vote, the right to think and speak freely, and the right to free education. Human rights mean that people are not put into prison because they do not agree with the government, and that people are not hurt when they are in prison. It does not matter what gender or race you are, or how rich you are, you have the same rights. Human rights are a very important part of democracy. There have been many women who have fought for human rights in different countries. In the USA, a lot of black women have fought for freedom. One of the early fighters was Harriet Tubman, 1820 to 1913. Harriet was born a slave in Maryland. This means that she and her family were not free. When she was 12 years old, she was working in the fields. She could not read or write, but she was very intelligent. From a young age, Harriet knew that she wanted to be free. She also knew that she had to help other slaves to find freedom. At this time, there were slaves in the south of the USA, but not in the north. In 1849, Harriet ran away to find freedom in the North. But she did not stay there. She went back to the South and helped to free other slaves. First, she helped her family, and then she helped others. She was very brave. She often spoke about the freedom of the slaves and women's rights. She started schools for free slaves because she knew that education was important. Later, she also fought for the vote for women. Harriet Tubman led the way for another famous fighter for human rights, Rosa Parks. Rosa Parks was born in Alabama in 1913. She is famous because she did not stand up. When Rosa was a young woman, in many places in the USA, black people, who were called coloureds at that time, and white people, could not sit together. From a young age, Rosa knew that there was a black world and a white world, as she said later. One of the places where black people and white people did not mix was on buses. Rosa Parks worked at a shop in the city of Montgomery, Alabama. On the 1st of December, 1955, after a long day's work at the shop, Rosa Parks got on the bus to go home. She sat in a seat for coloured people. In those days, there was a line on the floor of the bus. White people sat in the front of the line, and black people had to sit behind it. This meant that when a black person caught the bus, they had to get on at the front of the bus to pay. Then they had to get off and get on the bus again at the back door. On this day in December, the bus began to fill with white people. After a short time, the bus was full, and the driver noticed that some white people were standing up. The driver stopped the bus and asked four black people to stand up. This meant that the white people could sit down. Three of the black people on Rosa's bus stood up, but Rosa did not. She continued sitting. The driver asked, "Why don't you stand up?" Rosa replied, "I don't think I should have to stand up." The driver called the police, and Rosa was arrested. What Rosa did on that bus was very important in the fight for black people's rights in the USA. Today, there are still many women fighting for human rights in different parts of the world. In Iran, there is Shirin Ebadi. Shirin was born in the city of Hamadan, Iran, in 1947. In 1969, she got a degree in law from the University of Tehran. She later got a PhD, a higher degree in law, and she became Iran's first woman judge. In 1975, she became the first president of the Tehran City Court. Later, Iran's government stopped women from becoming judges. Shirin lost her job as the president of the city court, and she had to work as a secretary. For years, Shirin Ebadi fought to work in law. In 1993, she was able to be a lawyer again. She helped many people in prison, and she stopped them from getting hurt by the prison workers. In 2003, Shirin was given the Nobel Peace Prize for her work in democracy and human rights, and for fighting for the rights of women and children. The Nobel Committee said she was a brave person who never worried that she was in danger. Now she travels around the world speaking about human rights. Rigoberta Menchú is also an important woman who fought for the rights of indigenous people in her country. Rigoberta was born in 1959 to a poor Kichi Mayo indigenous family in a small village in Guatemala. When she was young, she helped with the family's farm work. Sometimes she worked in the mountains where her family lived. Sometimes she went with other children and adults to pick coffee on big farms near the Pacific Sea. But she went to school too. After leaving school, Rigoberta worked against human rights crimes by Guatemalan soldiers from 1960 to 1996, during a war in the country. In 1979 and 1980, her brother, Petra Chinio, and her mother, Juana, were killed by Guatemalan soldiers. Her father, Vicente, died in the 1980 burning of the Spanish embassy. In 1984, her brother Victor was also killed by soldiers. In 1981, Rigoberta ran away from Guatemala because living there was dangerous for her. She went to live in Mexico. In 1995, she married Ángel Canil, a Guatemalan. They have a son, Mash Nahual Ja. While in Mexico, Rigoberta continued to fight for indigenous people's rights in Guatemala. In 1992, she got the Nobel Peace Prize for her work. Rigoberta and these other women have fought for the rights of women, but also for the rights of all humans.